It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Anxiety and depression are on the rise around the country, and military veterans face higher risks of developing a mental health disorder.
How can communities better support the mental health of veterans as they navigate life after service?
That's the question at the heart of an upcoming public event in Kenosha.
Jeremy Hobson, host of the national call-in radio show The Middle, is hosting a live taping of the show on Tuesday, May 12th. It will be held at the Pritzker Military Museum and Library. It's called The Battle at Home, Addressing Veterans' Mental Health.
Later, we'll hear from one of the event's speakers, a combat veteran who served in Kuwait and Iraq and now lives in Waupaca.
But first, Jeremy Hobson joins us, host of The Middle, which airs on WPR News and WUWM Thursday evenings at 8. Jeremy, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here, Kate.
What sparked the idea to do a live show about veterans' mental health in Kenosha?
So, you know, in the last couple of years of doing The Middle, we have taken the show on the road. I think it's at least 15 states at this point. And we had been in conversation with the folks at the Pritzker Military Museum and Library in Kenosha and talked about what kind of show we could do from there as we sort of ramp up our live broadcasts around the country ahead of the midterm elections. And we settled in on this idea because it is such an important issue, and it's such a shocking thing that the number one cause of death for active duty military is suicide, and the second highest cause of death for veterans under the age of 45 is also suicide. So we decided we wanted to do a show where we could hear from people about what's going on and what needs to be done.
And I think about how your show is really aimed at elevating voices of people in the middle, and that can be geography, that can be here in the Midwest, it can be political beliefs, worldview. Is there a way to find some middle common ground on veterans' mental health?
You know, I think one of the interesting things about some of the topics that we have done on The Middle is you find things where there isn't a political divide like there is on, let's say, you know, immigration or abortion or taxation. There are some things that when people actually start to talk and think about it, they realize they have a lot more in common than what divides them. And so we're going to find out, you know, how people think about this and whether there is a political divide about what should be done about, you know, mental health among veterans and among active duty military personnel.
What do you think these conversations in Wisconsin can help to illuminate about veterans' mental health? You know, how do you think your show can bring more to this topic?
Well, one of the things that we have tried to do and we will be doing here in Wisconsin is bringing the voices of people in the state to the entire country, because The Middle now airs on almost 500 stations around the United States, as well as our podcast, which for the first time is on the charts, Kate. We are in the top 100 podcasts on Spotify right now, which is awesome. Yeah. So you're going to have a big audience that's hearing the voices of people in Wisconsin. And we've assembled an amazing panel. We've got Laura Colbert, who I know you're going to be speaking with in a moment, a veteran of the Iraq War, a member of the Wisconsin Board of Veterans Affairs, and also Bob Curry, who's a Vietnam vet and founded this organization called Dry Hooch, which is a peer support organization for veterans and their families. So we're going to be bringing these voices of people in Wisconsin to the rest of the country in a way that, you know, if you look at the rest of the mass media in this country, and this is part of the reason we do this show, is you don't often hear from people in the middle of the country on these big, important issues.
What do you think is so valuable about the act of meeting in the middle?
Meeting in the middle, I think the democracy in this country does not work if we don't talk and listen to one another. So that is hugely important. But I think the other thing that's valuable is if you think about our elections, where are they decided? They're decided in places like Wisconsin and Michigan, places in the middle of the country that don't get as much attention as places like New York and Washington, D.C. in our national media. And I think it's very important to have a conversation that includes people in these critical states ahead of elections and just all of the time.
Jeremy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
That was Jeremy Hobson, host of the radio program The Middle, which airs on WPR News every Thursday at 8 o'clock. He was with us to talk about his upcoming live show in Kenosha called The Battle at Home, Addressing Veteran Mental Health. Now we'll hear from one of the guest speakers who will be featured at the event. Laura Colbert is Parks and Recreation Director for the City of Waupaca. Previously, she served as a military police officer in the Army National Guard in Kuwait and Iraq. Laura, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
This event in Kenosha is called The Battle at Home. What was your biggest challenge as you returned to civilian life after serving in Kuwait and Iraq?
I think it was getting back into the civilian mind frame and feeling like I was a part of my everyday life again. I had a really hard time relating to fellow college folk because I was going to school at UW-Madison. And one of the things that really struck me is they were worried about what to wear at the next party. And I had just gotten shot at for the last 16 months. So how could I bridge that gap? How could I reintegrate into society? And one of the things I started doing was giving presentations about my experience, which was not only therapeutic for me, but it also opened everybody's eyes to what war was like for us in Iraq, because it was still a very new war at the time. And honestly, the mental health side of things for the first 2 years was a very large struggle for me, because I always consider myself somebody who had a really strong will, strong brain. I was able to overcome hurdles. And the fact that I actually had to reach out and get help for my mental health was a huge milestone for me.
Where did you go? What kind of resources or support, you know, made a difference for you? Who did you go to?
Well, after a number of months of just trying to figure it out on my own, I finally called my older brother, who was also a veteran and just so happened to be in Madison. And I had pulled over outside of the Vilas Park because I couldn't drive anymore. I was so distraught. And I said, you need to take me to the VA hospital. So he came to get me and took me directly to the mental health area in the VA hospital. And they got me a therapist immediately. And her name was Amy. And I tell you, she saved my life. Like she saw me where I was at. She treated me with the utmost respect and she helped me get back on track.
Laura, what is a myth you would like to dispel about veterans and mental health?
I think you're the first person to ever ask me that question. I think one of the hardest things for veterans, because we are trained to be tough, battle-ready individuals, is to finally realize that it's time to ask for help. That is by far the hardest hurdle I have come to. And I think that that happens a lot with a lot of veterans. My twin brother was a mental health police officer in Madison, and he said that a lot of the homeless veterans wanted to stay that way until they saw the light and were ready to ask for help. Hmm. So it's something that the veterans need to come to on their own volition, as opposed to be told, this is what you need.
I'm wondering, how do you think communities like your own now in Waupaca are doing when it comes to supporting veterans? What do you see around you?
You know, it was a very interesting transition from living in Madison for over a decade to then moving back to a pretty rural area of Wisconsin. Madison, there's not a lot of support for outward support for veterans, but you come to Waupaca and on Veterans Day, every school, every organization's like, how can we support our veterans? So believe it or not, I felt more supported in Waupaca as a veteran. And there are so many other veterans here that feel the same way.
How are you doing today, may I ask?
I am doing much better. I like to say that every day that passes, I get that much closer to being my whole self. I still have some hard days. I still need to have my fellow veterans by my side to talk through things or talk to my family. There's quite a few veterans within my family. But for the most part, my post-traumatic stress has decreased substantially. There's still loud noises, still things that happen. It's an enigmatic thing in which you don't know when you will be set off when there's a trigger. And so I always just have to be prepared and kind of have a back door to go to if that happens.
Laura, thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Laura Colbert, who served as a military police officer in the Army National Guard in Kuwait and Iraq, and now is Parks and Recreation Director for the city of Waupaca. Earlier, we heard from Jeremy Hobson, host of the national radio show The Middle. Jeremy is hosting a live taping of the show in Kenosha on May 12th at the Pritzker Military Museum and Library, which, for disclosure, is a business sponsor of WPR. Wisconsin Today producers include Royce Padezwa, Trevor Hook, and Rochelle Wilson.
Our technical directors are Sarah Hopeful and Tyler Ditter.
Learn more about us at wpr.org/Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to WPR News.